Welcome to Radio St. Pete, and for those of you who love everything about the St. Pete neighborhoods, today I am with some incredible folks from Old Southeast. With me in studio today is Donica Velotta. She is the, I'm just going to use the acronyms for right now, but it is the Old St. Pete Neighborhood Association and Old Southeast Artist Enclave Communication Manager. And facilitating this year's show is Annie Johnson, an artist in her own right. So I want to welcome both of you to Radio St. Pete.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So, Donica, will you start with telling us exactly where Old Southeast is? Because for those people who don't live in St. Pete, tell us where it is, and then we're going to talk about the Artist Enclave.
Sure. So, Old Southeast neighborhood is, of course, in the south side of St. Pete. And I don't know how big the neighborhood is. Annie, maybe you have some...
We have about 600 people living in our neighborhood. It's a small enclave south of the Harborage Marina near the coast.
Very good. And then there's really only two neighborhoods in St. Pete with an artist enclave designation, and the other one is historic Kenwood. So tell us how long the Old Southeast Artist Enclave has been going on. And folks, I want you to mark your calendars right now for October 25th. So ladies, let me know what's going on.
Yes. The Old Southeast residents voted overwhelmingly in 2013 to designate our neighborhood as an artist enclave by creating this overlay district, which includes the borders of Old Southeast. Our east border is Lansing Park, and our west border would be 4th Street. And part of the Harborage is to our north. And then to our south, we end at the Chataway restaurant. And within that area, we have 17 artists who are going to be displaying their work in their studio. And we have everyone from literary artists, authors, to designers, to ceramics, printers, painters, metal artists,
you name it.
I can't wait to go, and I want to thank our dear friend his movie is premiering this weekend at the Palladium. And so I have to say that I cannot believe that this is a free, self-guided, open to the public tour. Let's just kind of walk. Tell us what we can expect to see.
Mm-hmm. So our idea is to have, people to have access to art for free. It's something we really stand for. So the idea is to have a map. You go to Chataway. You can find all the information on social media, by the way, and I'll give you all the information later today. And you have your map. You have all the studios there. Some of the studios are actually hosting more than one artist. So you're able to go talk to the artists. They share how they came about to be an artist, for example, mm-hmm. their process, the type of art they're doing. There will be some hands-on activities as well. So kids are welcome. Dog-friendly, bike-friendly. We hope for beautiful weather. The idea is to just have a glimpse behind the curtain, what it is to be a professional artist. And probably to shop some stuff for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Why not?
Well, you know, it's a lot of work to put something like this on, and it's something that you do every year, but it's not the only thing you do as well. So up to now, you've had, September 13th, you had the Young Artists.
Mm-hmm.
September 25th, you had a meetup at the Polish American Club.
Correct.
October 11th, the Young Artists, again, Shellcraft.
Okay.
And then the big studio tour. I want to talk about the fact that you did get a grant to work with the Young Artists. I think it's called a Level Up grant, if I'm not incorrect.
Right.
Tell me about your Young Artists series and how important it is to introduce children to the vibrant lives of local artists.
It's very important. For me, we experience a lot of, cuttings in funding. For example, at schools, we can access a lot of art classes. And for us, it's very important that to be as daily activities for our kids. I have two young children, 11 and 8, and for me it's really important. I see what it does for them to be around artists, do art, experience art, even talk to art. So our ideas was like, okay, we want to create something fun, something for the neighborhood, and I think someone sent us this grant opportunity, and we're like, okay, let's look it up. And we said, okay, this is a beautiful opportunity together with this new program we want to develop. Mm-hmm. So we applied, and we were actually hosting the classes at the same time. We didn't know who, you know, we'll be granted this level of grant from the city of St. Petersburg. But we did, and we were very happy to really explore what it is to be, okay, we have an idea, we have the people, we have the energy for it, and then the city said, this is great, we want to be part of it.
Yeah, so we had the financial backing. But when we were getting together to plan our artist tour, we decided as a group that we recognized that our demographics were changing, and we saw a lot of children coming into our neighborhood. And as artists, we wanted to reach out to these children in some way to include them in what we were doing. And so the Level Up grant came at a perfect time. We're so grateful because it opened up a lot of doors for us.
And especially in this time when schools and budgets are, you know, are impacted, I just think it's so mm-hmm. important that we have, I believe that St. Petersburg is not only the arts coast, it's also the nurturing young artists. And I see that you're also going to be involved in a terrific event, the Community Picnic Land 2025.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that, and then tell us about the Holiday Art Market in December.
All right, the Picnic Land grant opportunity came about. One of our neighbors is very involved in the Council of Neighborhood Associations, but also the Picnic Lands. And when he saw what we were doing with our children in our neighborhood, he asked if we could set up a booth manned by our neighborhood children and have a little art event at the community picnic. And we were happy to oblige. We're so excited to be part of it.
That is wonderful. And folks, I want to just tell you, so far they've done printmaking, mosaic, and show craft. And each of them is led by professional artists. Annie, talk to me about the caliber of artists, because I do know that there are some pretty famous people living in this neighborhood.
Yes, we do have some excellent artists whose art is hanging at the Museum of Art downtown. The caliber of artists we have, it's pretty phenomenal, and it's very diverse. We have artists who we do have an artist who's new to our neighborhood who just received a grant to create ironworks for the city of Tarpon Springs. She'll be in the tour. Mm-hmm. We have,
her name is Jillian Harper, and mm-hmm. she's now the manager of Florida Craft Art. So we are everywhere.
You are everywhere, absolutely. And, you know, the Holiday Art Market, I know that people decorate beautifully in Old Southeast for the holidays. The Holiday Art Market seems to me to be the culmination of this, what has been a wonderful season of giving back to the community. Tell us about what we can expect there.
We are still preparing the full program about that, but mm-hmm. we have locked the date, so I don't know if we want to share December 6th.
December 6th.
We're working on
10 to 3.
10 to 3, thank you. And we are not only going to showcase our work, but we are trying to invite other artists in different neighborhoods, so it will be kind of a celebration of art. It's not just in our neighborhood. So mm-hmm. the idea is to be very diverse and very friendly. It's like a holiday feeling for all of us. So stay tuned. Again, go to our social media. Everything will be there.
Folks, we will have this on our article on our online on-air magazine. So, folks, I am talking to the Old Southeast Artist Enclave Studio Tour and Old Southeast Communications Manager, Donica Vlada, and with me is also Annie Johnson, an artist in her own right. I want to talk a little bit about how your neighborhood has changed in the years that you've lived there and worked as an artist, but also as a community, innovator and connector.
I'll let Annie speak for that because she lives longer, and then I'll add up my perspective.
Thank you, Annie.
The community is changing pretty quickly. when you look at the entire footprint of St. Petersburg, you notice the change. The same change is happening in our neighborhood. We have more families coming in. People are finding these beautiful little cottages in the neighborhood and maintaining them or adding to them and making a beautiful environment. We have more children in our neighborhood, which makes it great because there's more interaction between our neighbors now. We have an event exclusively for the artists in the enclave to hear one of our local artists who is an author of children's books who's going to be reading to us specifically for that. And we're getting together in a neighbor's yard, listening to the author read her book, chapters from her book. And it's a way to start the idea of yard parties. And so just interacting with our neighbors is something that we are building through the Artist Enclave. And it's cool. Really rewarding.
Great. And, one of the things that I've noticed, too, is there, for those of you who haven't wandered through, I mean, these are houses that were built 1920s through the 1950s. So the historical preserve, the bird character is wonderful. There's colored hexagonal sidewalks, the pink blocks, the hex block preservation district, and laurel oaks, a banyan tree on 19th Avenue, green parrots, and, of course, the Old Southeast Market, one of my favorite places, and the Chataway, which often Jay Colvar, music director, performs at. So, you've got historic charm, you've got lush natural beauty, and a vibrant, diverse community. And so now, as a community manager, your job is very important because you are kind of the connector on what's going on. Tell us a little bit about that, Donica.
Yeah, I think it's funny how I ended up being the communication manager since I moved a year ago, and I was curious myself, okay, what is going on in this neighborhood? So I started asking people, and since, I'm naturally telling the story of the person in the neighborhood, I'm a journalist myself, so I was like, okay, I'll just take over the communication part and tell others what I was curious about, right? So we start creating more ideas or revisiting old ideas because I know there were so many community activities before, and then naturally, right, the energy slowing down, there's less events, if you will, and now we are going back to full speed and we want to create more and more and bring back to life old events or ideas. So this is how I ended up in being the communication manager. I was very curious, and I'm from Bulgaria, so this natural community interaction, being with your neighbor sitting in the front, talking with children, looking after each other's kids was natural, and I was missing that here when I moved 10 years ago. And I felt that when I moved to Old South East. This was like this interaction, walking around, maybe the park, Lansing Park is close by. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I want to meet these people. And I think all these events are actually doing that. All generations are coming together, which is the most natural thing a community will do.
Well, I hope
to have it here.
Yeah. And I hope that you'll come to studio on a regular basis and talk to us about what is going on in the Old Southeast. I mean, we have different people. We have our friends at the Skyway Marina come in, our friend Allison Barlow from Innovation District.
So
you have an open invitation. I have to ask, will you bring back the golf cart, the holiday golf cart decorations and parade?
Stay tuned and we'll see.
We hope so. We have divided input from our neighbors about that. But, yeah, we all love that. So,
well, you do a lot of things. I mean, the Halloween just I can't wait to drive through the neighborhood for Halloween and see how things are decorated and celebrate with you. So, folks, before we sign off, I want to thank you for being with us. It's wonderful to talk about the Old Southeast Artist Enclave and their studio tour on the 25th, the Young Artist Series, and we congratulate you on that. And you can see them at Community Picnicland 2025. We'll have all the links in. Before we sign off, just share with me your favorite thing in your neighborhood.
To meet the people.
Yeah, I was just going to say the people. Yeah, a diverse, interesting group of people.
And I would say the art is coming outside of the studios. You literally walk and you can see little trinkets or little art outside of the artist's homes. It's literally spreading through the streets, so it's really nice. You feel it's an artist neighborhood.
I love that there's art in public places and art that connects. So I want to thank Annie and Donica for being here. It's my privilege to talk to you. For Radio St. Pete, please join this incredible, incredible two ladies working on the OSC Artist Enclave Annual Studio Tour. It is free to the public, the Young Artist Series, and Community Picnic Land. Thank you so much, Annie and Donica, for being on air with us.
Thank you so much. It was lovely talking to you.